All right, here we go. I'm happy to welcome the editorial page editor of the Detroit News, also co-author of The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide. If I had the money, I'd buy one for each United States senator, but I don't have the money. But it was written by our guest Nolan Findlay and Stephen Henderson with Lynn Gallagher. I hope the book's going well, Nolan. Is it?
It's going well. We've been talking a lot about it. We did two podcasts over the last 2 days, so there seems to be an appetite for the subject. But we'll get you a discount all on however many books you want to send them.
Well, I mean, clearly the five or six Democrat senators haven't read the book on civility. They set out to poke the president and get him to overreact, which is not a stretch. They knew he would. And now they're high-fiving each other and laughing at the expense of the American people. When they go directly to the military and tell them, you don't have to break the law, you should not defy the Constitution, acting as if somehow or another that's what this president is doing, is so wrong. And I don't care that the president overreacted in his usual way. The only time he's not shooting himself in the foot is when he's reloading his gun. It doesn't take away, as much as they want us to believe, it doesn't take away from the wrong thing that they did, talking to our military that way. You can disagree with me. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Well, I certainly don't disagree with you. I think it was just awful what they did, and reckless, irresponsible. You know, Slotkin is strutting around Congress as if she's a retired general. And she was not in the military. She was a civilian employee of the intelligence service, not diminishing that, but she was not in the military. And for someone like her to stand up and suggest to soldiers that they should disobey orders that are unlawful, unlawful determined by who? The Democratic Party? Is the Democratic Party now trying to usurp the military? And where does she... What orders are they talking about?
Not one of them can come up with any of these orders they're talking about.
This was fear-mongering at its worst. This was aimed at dividing. It was aimed at gaining a political advantage. And it's exactly the kind of thing, you know, we talk about in the book in terms of one of the primary drivers of incivility in America is this blatant poisonous partisanship as exercised by Slotkin and others. I mean, you see how pompous they look. It was a clear campaign commercial. You don't have to obey orders. Well, of course they have to obey orders. And you can't have soldiers thinking otherwise.
No, these are kids. They shouldn't
be. She's going to get them in a whole lot of trouble if they believe they can decide for themselves what orders to follow. It was reckless, irresponsible, and they should face some sort of censure or sanction. They shouldn't walk away from this scot-free. It's absolutely, I've never seen anything this reckless in a long, long time.
Because I respect you so much, Nolan Findlay, I'm going to ask you another story that we didn't know we'd be talking about, and it is the woman on the train who the guy comes up, throws flammable liquid on her, sets her on fire. He was in front of judges, like something I've heard anywhere from 21 to 71 times. I think it's like 50 times. I think, being generous, take the last 10 judges that let this guy back out on the street and either kick them off the bench or I don't know what else. Kick them off the bench. I would go stronger. But I think that the judges have to be held accountable. I'm sick and tired of hearing about people who've been arrested so many times, and then we hear about them again.
And that's over and over on these with these incidents, the situation on the train in North Carolina, et cetera, where these people have been picked up, let go. And I am all for sentencing reform and corrections reform, but I'm also all for common sense. You don't let extremely violent criminals back on the street. You don't let the mentally disturbed violent criminals back on the street.
And there should be hell to pay if you do.
And there's going to be a backlash against this that is going to undermine a lot of legitimate reforms, but also I'm afraid who on earth would ride public transit in this day and age? You know, we've been for years hearing people say, oh, Detroit needs subways, Detroit needs trains. Heck, I'm not getting on one.
Hey, I was just in New York City for a week. They're in such big trouble. They're in such big trouble. But here you have President Trump basically getting no credit whatsoever for meeting with this communist Zohran Mamdani today at the White House. He should get some credit for that. He's trying.
I mean, and he, you know, I've said right along that from the very first term that Trump is easy to co-opt if you just flatter him a little. Had Schumer and Pelosi sat down with him and said, hey, how can we work together? You know, we respect you. We want to help you. It would have been a whole different environment. Instead, they sat down and said, well, how do we resist? How do we impeach? And, you know, I think I give credit to Whitmer for going down and sitting down with the president. It paid off for Michigan. You look at Selfridge. And I suspect this will be a different dynamic after Mamdani leaves the White House. He'll be smart enough to shut his mouth when he goes out.
I think that Trump is going to speak as highly as he can regarding this young man who he hopes he can help and guide, kind of, in New York.
Well, we'll see, maybe. But what I fear is that Mamdani's going to come back out, you know, strutting and jumping in the air and,
big mistake.
Talking about how he really put it to Trump. Big mistake, but he'll make plenty of them, I suspect.
Yeah. In New York, I'm telling you, having lived there for 5 years, 85 to 90, seeing it today, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
Really?
They're in so much trouble. It is, I don't know if it's beyond the pale or what. But anyway, Nolan Findlay, always a pleasure, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it.
Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor, Detroit News, and co-author of The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, should be must-see reading for all of us. Nolan Findlay, Stephen Henderson, Lynn Gollodner. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. at 1:30.